gather this evening is part of a weekend of remembrances and honorings, particularly of the African American soldiers who were so wrongfully convicted at Fort Lauderdale in 1944. And we gather this evening in this chapel in a special way for a memorial mass in honor of Guglielmo Olivotto, who was the Italian prisoner of war soldier who was found lynched at Fort Lauderdale back in 1944. There's no record that there was ever a memorial mass for him. And he may be the person in all of this that we remember this weekend as the most forgotten, a man who was captured in Northern Africa, brought to America at Fort Lauderdale, and was found lynched there that morning in 1944. So we thought there should be a memorial mass for this part of this weekend, and we were very pleased to be asked that we might do it here at Seattle University. It's the Catholic Memorial Mass, Mass of after the death of the person. I'm sure that Private Olivotto would never recognize this chapel. He would not have imagined that this could be the same Catholic Church that he knew. We know that he was a very devout person. He would have expected a place that was filled with statues and paintings and alcoves and hangings and various kinds of devout emotional remembrances. And this is a different kind of chapel, but it's the same faith and it's the same Catholic service. But ironically, the one image that is most dominant in this chapel is the image of Jesus on the cross, which I don't think we can look upon this evening without the sense that it too closely resembles the death of the Italian Guglielmo Olivotto that we celebrate ourselves, a shameful death that a person dies in a painful and tortured kind of way. This is the Jesus of Nazareth that he had faith in. And so we gather this evening for his honor, for his sake, and also for ours. After this introduction, I'll begin the Mass, and the Mass will be in Italian. And then the readings will be in English, and my remarks will be in English at first, and then we'll continue the Mass in Italian. I had the privilege of serving for 8 years as a Jesuit in Italy doing my studies, and I loved everything about Italy and Italian people and learned the Italian language. It's been some 26 years since I did that, so my Italian may be a little rusty, but I just invite you to listen to the words, to hear the Italian sounds, to identify them with the soldier whose life we honor and we remember, and simply be present as a faithful community around us.
Ai nostri fratelli, specialmente Guglielmo Olivotto,
Restaurator eterno in Cristo, a vita nuova, per nostro Gesù Cristo. Amen.
Reading from the Book of Wisdom. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine, and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth. The faithful shall abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with those elect. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now two others, both criminals, were led away with Jesus to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right and the other on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." They divided his garments, casting lots. The people stood by and watched. Meanwhile, they sneered at him and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Messiah of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above them, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God, for you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we receive corresponds to our crimes, but this person has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Again, welcome everyone. Today there is a grave marker, which is really more like a small monument, just outside of the regular military cemetery at Fort Lawton, or what we now know as Discovery Park. It's in the shape of a broken Roman column, the kind of column you would find in the Forum in Rome or among another Roman or ancient ruin, a column that is noble and gracious and beautiful and was one of the pillars of our civilization. But this column at Fort Auden is poignantly snapped in two to evoke the sense of an honorable life that was snapped in half. This marker reads simply in Italian, "Soldato Italiano, Olivotto Guglielmo, 23 ottobre 1991, 14 agosto 1944. That is, Italian soldier Guglielmo Olivotto, October the 23rd, 1991, August the 14th, 1944. Before there was this marker, placed most likely by a sympathetic Italian family 15 or more years after the events that we commemorate, there was simply a wooden cross to mark the place where the remains of Guglielmo Olivotto were buried and where they remain. Private Olivotto was the Italian prisoner of war who was found lynched at Fort Lawton, and for whose murder the African-American soldiers whom we honor this weekend were so unjustly tried and convicted and discharged without honor, and some of whom served time in prison for a crime they did not commit. We honor them and their families this weekend, but we do not forget the man, Guglielmo Olivotto, whose life and whose tragic death this monument marks. We do not forget him because every life is precious. We do not forget him because he is one like hundreds of thousands of other soldiers who have died and are buried on foreign soil. We do not forget him because he was a man of humble origins, like most soldiers and like the African American soldiers we honor, a rural laborer, a truck driver, a man who worked with his hands. We do not forget him because he died horribly, painfully, disgracefully, brutally by lynching, which ironically was the way that many African Americans in our country had been killed. We don't remember him because he was great or because he was special. We remember him because he was not. He was a simple man. We can identify with him. All of us can. We remember him as he may never have been remembered up till now, in a memorial mass in his honor, in the ritual of the Roman Catholic faith, and as much as possible in the language, Italian, that he knew and spoke. We remember him in this religious ceremony in an act of reconciliation, asking God to tie one of the many loose threads that war leaves unraveled, to reconcile his soul with God, and to reconcile us with our past and with one another. So, Guglielmo, this is for you, but it is also for us. We turn to the Hebrew and the Christian scriptures to help us. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. The soul of Guglielmo Olivotto is indeed in the hand of God and has been since that August day in 1944. No torment touched him after the terrible torment of his last moments. Lynching is a torturing way to die, a cruel, hatred-filled way of killing another. We pity such an ending to this shy, introverted, haunted, fearful Italian soldier, so far from home and family, a slight-of-build man that his fellow Italian soldiers loved and whom they felt needed extra protection. Guglielmo may have been the weakest, the most scared among all his comrades. He fell into the hands of someone who took advantage of his weakness and his fear. We pity his end. How could God not pity and have mercy on him also, and take him from these last excruciating moments into his hands of mercy, of love, and of eternal life? The other scripture that helps us this evening is that powerful, equally shocking picture of Jesus of Nazareth, similarly hung up, he on a cross, dying slowly a tortured death, exposed to taunts and cruelty, disgraced, humiliated, mocked, afraid, and forsaken. This is the Jesus whom Guglielmo, the devout Catholic, believed in, and whose life and message he used to read in his Italian Bible down near the lighthouse at the point of Fort Lawton. How poignant the similarity of their two deaths, and how profoundly reassuring in faith that Jesus, in his moment of agony, reached out to the man hanging next to him, who asked to remember him when Jesus came into his kingdom, and to whom Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise. I doubt very much that Guglielmo Olivotto at the end could have felt any comfort even with his devout faith. But we can feel comfort. We can feel reassured that he was certainly remembered by the Jesus he believed in and taken into paradise, into life. Our Mass tonight, this memorial Mass for Guglielmo Olivotto, Italian soldier, is a reenactment, a bringing into the present of the death of Jesus, a death out of love that saves us from despair. The death of the one in whom he believed and in whom he placed all his hope. It is so very, very right that at long last we do this for his sake, but also that we do it for our own.
Let us stand and let us join in our prayers. The response to the prayers is, Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving for Guglielmo Olivotto's life, for the lives he touched, and for his fellow Italian prisoners of war. May the legacy they left behind inspire us to God's invitation to live our lives to the fullest. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the African-American soldiers unjustly convicted in 1944. We pray especially for those who have died. We pray for their families and for all of us, that we may remember them with honor and gratitude for their service to our country. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for peace in our world, especially in places torn by war. We pray in a special way for the men and women serving the armed forces deployed in these areas. We pray for healing and reconciliation, and we pray for the safety of lives in these regions of conflict. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the many people who die by violence, war, and famine each day. May God show his love and mercy to those who suffer unjustly in this earthly life, and gather them into the eternal kingdom of peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the family and the loved ones of Guglielmo Olivotto. We pray especially for his brother Ortiz. May Christ be their source of consolation and strength, healer of their pain and comfort in their grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who gather in memory tonight of Guglielmo Olivotto, and in these days restore honor and justice to our African-American soldiers. May we all commit ourselves to work for and to uphold justice. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And if there are any other things you'd like to mention and not to pray for, just mention them and we will join with you. Seafarer, to make this remembrance, may this be a time of the deepening of of our commitment to justice and to racial equality and love for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We're surrounded by people in hospitals here at Seattle University, many people around us who are ill and their families are gathered with them. We pray for all of them. We hold them in our hearts as we celebrate this Mass. For them, we pray for the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Holy God, we ask you to hear our prayers we gather on this evening. We thank you for gathering us to call us together in faith. We thank you for the life of this man, Julio Olivoto. We thank you for all who have gone before us in faith and call us to faith. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Il Signore riceve dalle tue mani questo sacrificio, allora e gloria del suo nome, per il bene nostro e di tutta la sua santa Chiesa. Amen. Il Signore sia con voi e con il tuo spirito. In alto i nostri cuori sono rivolti al Signore. Rendiamo grazie al Signore nostro Dio, è cosa buona e giusta. È veramente cosa buona e giusta, nostro dovere e fonte di salvezza, rendere grazie sempre in ogni luogo a te, Signore Padre Santo, Dio Onnipotente ed Eterno, per Cristo nostro Signore. In Lui rifulge per noi la speranza della beata risurrezione e si riacquista la certezza di dover morire, ci consoli la promessa dell'immortalità futura. Ai tuoi fedeli, o Signore, la vita non è colta, ma trasformata. E mentre si distrugge la dimora di questo esilio terreno, viene preparata un'abitazione eterna nel cielo. Per questo mistero di salvezza, uniti agli angeli e ai santi, cantiamo senza fine l'inno del tuo lode. Santo, santo, santo il Signore, Dio dell'universo, i cieli e la terra sono pieni della tua gloria. Osanna nell'alto dei cieli. Benedetto colui che viene nel nome del Signore. Osanna nell'alto dei cieli. Padre veramente santo, fonte di ogni santità, santifica questi doni con le fusioni del tuo Spirito, perché diventino per noi il corpo e il sangue di Gesù Cristo nostro Signore. Egli, offrendosi liberamente alla sua passione, prese il pane e rese grazie, lo spezzò, lo diede ai suoi discepoli e disse: prendete e mangiatene tutti, questo è il mio corpo, offerto in sacrificio per voi. Dopo la cena, allo stesso modo, prese il calice e rese grazie e lo diede ai suoi discepoli e disse: prendete e bevetene tutti, questo è il calice del mio sangue, per la nuova ed eterna alleanza, versato per voi e per tutti in remissione dei peccati. Fate questo in memoria di me. Mistero della fede. Annunziamo la tua morte, Signore, proclamiamo la sua risurrezione nell'attesa della tua venuta. Celebrando il memoriale della morte e risurrezione del tuo Figlio, ti offriamo, Padre, il pane della vita e il calice della salvezza, e ti rendiamo grazie per averci messi alla tua presenza a compiere il servizio sacerdotale. Ti preghiamo umilmente per comunione al corpo e al sangue di Cristo, lo Spirito Santo ci riunisca in un solo corpo. Ricordati, Padre, della tua Chiesa diffusa su tutta la terra, rendila perfetta nell'amore, in unione con il nostro Papa Benedetto XVI, il nostro Vescovo Alexander e tutto l'ordine sacerdotale. Ricordati del nostro fratello Giuliano, che hai chiamato a te da questa vita e come per il battesimo l'hai unito alla morte di Cristo tuo Figlio, così rendilo partecipe della sua risurrezione. Ricordati i nostri fratelli che si sono addormentati nella speranza della risurrezione e di tutti i defunti che si affidano alla tua clemenza, a mettervi a vedere la luce del tuo volto. Dio, di noi tutti abbi misericordia, donaci di aver parte alla vita eterna, insieme con la Beata Maria, Vergine e Madre di Dio,
infatti, che in ogni tempo ti furono graditi. In Gesù Cristo, tuo Figlio, canteremo la tua gloria. Per Cristo, con Cristo e in Cristo, a Dio Padre onnipotente, nell'unità dello Spirito Santo, ogni onore e gloria per tutti i secoli dei secoli. Amen. Ci siamo. And let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Liberaci, O Signore, da tutti i mali, concedi la pace ai nostri giorni, e con l'aiuto della tua misericordia vivremo sempre liberi dal peccato e sicuri da ogni tormento, nell'attesa che si compia la beata speranza e venga il nostro Salvatore Gesù Cristo. Signore Gesù Cristo, che hai detto ai tuoi apostoli: vi lascio la pace e vi do la mia pace, non guardate ai nostri peccati, ma la fede della tua Chiesa, e donale l'unità e pace secondo la tua volontà, tu che vivi e regni nei cieli, nei secoli dei secoli. Amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with Giuliano Olivuoto, with all our African American brothers and their families, and may it be with each one of you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let's share with one another a greeting of peace. Agnello di Dio che toglie i peccati dal mondo, abbi pietà di noi. Agnello di Dio che toglie i peccati dal mondo, abbi pietà di noi. Agnello di Dio che toglie i peccati dal mondo, dona a noi la pace. Beati gli invitati alla cena del Signore, ecco l'agnello di Dio che toglie i peccati dal mondo. O Signore, non sono degno di partecipare alla tua mensa, ma di soltanto una parola, io sarò salvato il corpo di Cristo. Il sangue di Cristo. Invite you to come to communion if you would rather not receive the bread and wine and just would like to receive a blessing instead. Just place your hand on your heart. Thank you. Abbiamoci al prato, Signore, il mistero pasquale, invocando la tua misericordia per il nostro fratello Guglielmo. Dona lui di partecipare alla Pasqua eterna nella tua dimora di luce e pace. That prayer was, we have celebrated, O Lord, the Easter mystery, calling upon your mercy for our departed brother Guglielmo. Give him share in the eternal Easter in your place of light and of peace. Thank you again for coming. We've done a very good thing, perhaps long overdue. A blessing upon Guglielmo and his life and upon his family. A moment for ourselves and for reconciliation within our city. The Lord be with you.
Yes.
The Almighty God.